91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 24 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Thousands of Somer police officers are marching shoulder to shoulder along Yonge Street north of Toronto in honor of Constable Garrett Stiles. Led by a police marching band, officers from around North America are participating in a solemn procession ahead of this afternoon's memorial service for the York Regional Policeman. The 32-year-old officer died last week after he was dragged and pinned under a minivan he had pulled over in Newmarket. Officials are expecting up to 7,000 officers to attend the memorial. Several hundred members of the public are also lining the parade route, including many parents with young children. Stiles leaves his wife Melissa and two children, 2-year-old Meredith and 9-week-old Nolan. Melissa is expected to deliver a eulogy at this afternoon's memorial. A 15-year-old boy faces first-degree murder charges in Stiles' death. Canada's Desert War effectively came to an end today when soldiers of the Royal 22nd Regiment stood down and formally handed over their Kandahar battlefield to American units. Murray Brewster has the details.
There are still a handful of Canadian troops outside the wire, and a Canadian general is still in charge of a vast swath of Kandahar, commanding U.S. troops. But for the majority of Canadian soldiers, it's over. Lieutenant Colonel Michel-Henri Saint-Louis, the last battle group commander, says handing over at the forward base Massamgar was symbolic because it's where troops fought their first battles in 2006.
So Massamgar was witness to a lot of the sacrifices.
The country's legal command responsibility for Panjwa will continue for several days. Murray Brewster, the Canadian Press, Massamgar, Afghanistan.
Sidewalk graffiti on Yellowknife's main street wishes Prince William and wife Kate a hearty Arctic welcome. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are now in the land of the midnight sun after a whirlwind day in PEI. Several hundred people turned out for the royal couple's arrival last night. Will and Kate will be treated to a demonstration of the Arctic sport of high kick. They'll also watch and perhaps play another traditional Canadian sport, street hockey. There was a mishap during flood fighting efforts in Souris, Manitoba. A hydraulic hose blew on a dump truck hauling sandbags, spraying those nearby with oily fluids. Lori Truscott, a spokeswoman for the Canadian Forces Base Shiloh, says the soldiers and civilian volunteers were taking a break at the Plum Creek site in town when it happened.
Five military personnel and one civilian volunteer were taken to Brandon Hospital for treatment.
The Army was called in on the weekend to help raise dikes in the town, located about 220 kilometers west of Winnipeg. The process is called armoring and involves covering the river-facing side of the earthen dikes with plastic and then securing the plastic with a layer of sandbags. The Souris River is expected to crest in Souris in the next few days. Belleville police charged a youth last night after he was spotted going through a vehicle in an East End plaza. The 16-year-old male was arrested and found to be in possession of a number of stolen items. The youth was charged with possession of stolen property, prowl by night, and theft under $5,000. He was later released in the care of his parent with a court date next month. And there have been another two incidents of slashed tires in Wellington. Other acts of mischief such as signs damaged, broken birdhouses, and overturned planters were also reported. Prince Edward OPP say previous incidents of slashed tires in the Rossmore area may or may not be related to these incidents, but anyone with information is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. And with the warm and humid weather upon us, police are receiving numerous calls from concerned residents who have come across animals locked in cars. Quinty West OPP remind the public that pets can become overheated very quickly in a vehicle, even if the window is slightly down. Police suggest to keep your pets at home if you intend to be away from your vehicle for any length of time. The trial of a Moncton man accused of abducting a woman last year and holding her captive in his basement apartment for almost a month is expected to go to the jury today. Kevin Bissett has more.
Romeo Cormier is charged with kidnapping, forcible confinement, sexual assault, assault with a weapon, theft, and uttering death threats. The judge will give his instructions to the jury today before they begin deliberations. The trial presented two very different stories of what happened during the 26 days the 55-year-old woman was missing. The woman told the court she was abducted by Cormier at knife point outside a Moncton mall and sexually assaulted before she was able to escape his apartment in March 2010. 63-year-old Cormier said the woman wanted to be with him and that she had enlisted him in a plot to kill her husband. Kevin Bissett, the Canadian Press, Moncton.
The U.S. Secret Service says it will investigate the hacking of Fox News' political Twitter account after updates were posted claiming that President Barack Obama had been assassinated. There were six tweets in all reporting that Obama had been shot to death in Iowa and the shooter was unknown. Fox News calls the tweets malicious and says it wants a detailed investigation by Twitter. And there's word Toyota Canada, with some government help, is planning a big investment to upgrade its two assembly plants in Ontario. Bill Draper has the details.
The Globe and Mail is reporting the automaker and the federal and Ontario governments will announce a $500 million investment to upgrade the plants. Each government will put up about $60 million. A federal source says the investment could lead to more jobs at the two plants, which now employ about 6,500 people. Word of the announcement comes as Toyota struggles to get the plants back to full production after an earthquake in Japan disrupted the production of parts. Bill Draper, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Travis Snyder had three doubles and drove in a pair of runs, and Aaron Hill homered as the Toronto Blue Jays became the latest team to rough up John Lackey, beating the Boston Red Sox 9-7. Snyder says the work he's been doing on his hitting seems to be paying off.
I've been working very hard for the last couple of months, trying to get the consistency when I step in the box of what I'm trying to accomplish, getting my foot down and allowing my hands to work. And again, to see the results, it was good today, but you know, we have a big series here and two games left.
And Brett Cecil will be on the mound for Toronto as the Jays look to make it two in a row in Boston today. Fellow lefty John Lester answers for the Red Sox. Elsewhere, two aces go for win number 12 of the season. Detroit's Justin Verlander takes on the Angels in Anaheim, while CC Sabathia and the Yankees face the Indians in Cleveland. Blue Jay slugger Jose Bautista has agreed to join Boston's David Ortiz on the American League's Home Run Derby team. Bautista earned a record number of votes for the All-Star game. He leads the majors with 27 home runs this season. Canada looks to end a dismal Women's World Cup on a winning note today when it takes on Nigeria and Germany. Both teams are winless and headed home after the meaningless first-round game. Canada is ranked 6th in the world compared to 27th for the Super Falcons. And today's fourth stage of the Tour de France is underway. It's a 172-kilometer ride in rainy conditions in western France. Thor Hushovd of Norway has the yellow jersey, and Canadian Ryder Hesjedal entered today's stage 57th. The NBA locked out its players Friday when its collective bargaining agreement expired, becoming the second pro sports league shut down by labor strife this year. A lockout in the NFL began March 12th, but ESPN basketball insider Chris Broussard says the 2011-12 NBA season could be salvaged if the owners and locked out players start negotiating within the next couple of weeks.
If they meet within 2 weeks and then begin to really try to hammer something out, then maybe you can feel like they've got a decent shot at playing the 82 games. But that said, even if they begin meeting, I mean, we all know they're miles apart, much further apart than the NFL, much further apart than they were in 1998-99.
Slope style has been added to the Winter Olympics. The snowboarding and freestyle ski event will make its debut at the 2014 Games in Sochi, Russia. In the event, snowboarders and skiers perform tricks while going down the mountain and maneuvering through various obstacles. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, a high 27. UV index 10 or very high. Tonight, clear, low 21. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high 25. And Thursday's looking sunny with a high of 25. At 12:09, it's 24 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.